Hey friend, welcome to the Ashley O Show. My name is Ashley O'Connor and I started this podcast when I became a nurse because I wanted a space where I could be honest about my experience caring for others. I knew I couldn't be alone. I'm talking about the fear, the obstacles, the trauma, and the challenges of working insane shifts, learning more than I thought possible, witnessing the most heart-wrenching and the most beautiful moments in a life, and doing it all while trying to take care of myself. Everyone said it was impossible to be healthy as a caregiver and I just refused to accept that as a reality. Now, I am living as a registered nurse turned health, fitness, and career coach for my fellow nurses and caregivers who are trudging through the same mud, trying to solve the mystery of how to stay healthy in a world that is telling you to put yourself last. The Ashley O Show is a space where nurses and caregivers come together to understand that their identity extends beyond the humans that they care for, where the hardest workers in the room can have honest and authentic conversations about what is holding them back and the changes needed to move forward. I am here to help you fit nutrition, fitness, and self-care into a life built around 12-hour shifts. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's definitely going to be scary, but it's also going to be more beautiful than you ever imagined. So it's time we commit to putting ourselves first, chasing uncertainty, and building stronger lives, careers, bodies, and minds than we thought possible. I'm so glad that you're here, and I cannot wait to see the ways in which we change the world. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. If you have not already, I want you to go back to last week's episode. It was episode 272, where I give you an inside scoop on what to expect in healthcare homecoming. Healthcare Homecoming is my brand new hybrid program. It's a 12-week program that includes group coaching, one-on-one coaching. There's skill sessions in there and self-led modules. So it's kind of like an all-in-one package built for nurses, for the nurse who has tried literally everything and feels like nothing works, for the nurse who is exhausted, burnt out, tired, and feels kind of like a shell of a human being, who just wants to feel better, wants energy day by day, wants to feel like her old self again, wants to have relationships that are thriving, wants to feel at home in her body and have better body image. This program is for you. So I want you to decide right now that you are worth investing in, that you deserve to feel better, and that that's actually possible for you. You can find all of the details in the show notes, but I want to talk about today's topic. This actually stems from a conversation that I had with one of my nurses that I work one-on-one with. So when we started our call, she was so overwhelmed. She was dealing with work pressures, at-home pressure. She felt like she had so much to do and was so behind. She wasn't running her errands. Her house wasn't as clean as she wanted it to be. She wanted to start meal prepping. She's trying to lose weight. Like, she was trying to start everything at once and was just feeling this immense overwhelm. Like, how many of us can relate to that feeling where we start thinking about one thing that we need to do and suddenly we've got 20 more things that we should have already done that are overwhelming us, and then we go down the spiral and then we're basically a puddle on the floor. But we're going through all of this overwhelm, and what I like to do with my one-on-one clients when this happens is talk through it. What's going on? Let's make a list. What actually is important right now? Are there things that you think that you need to do that we could actually just take off the list right away? What is the priority? And let's kind of just get this all in order so it's a lot less overwhelming. Because when things just live in our head, they feel so much heavier and more confusing than if we just put them down on paper. That act alone goes a long way when it comes to overwhelm. But for her, she did have a lot going on. She had a lot of responsibility and things that she was taking care of at home. She's got kids. She is in a relationship. She has her nursing job. She has more than one. She's got a per diem job and a full-time job. So she's juggling a whole lot. So when we look at a list like this, it's not like you could be like, hey, I'm not coming to work tomorrow. Kids, you take care of yourself and I'm out. Like, that is not an option, unfortunately. We can, of course, take days off when we need them, but it's not like we can just abandon all our responsibilities. So the solution then becomes, what can we ask for help on? What can we delegate? Are there things that we can invest in that help support us and take some things off of our plate? And this is where we went with her situation. Is that we started to identify some of the items on her list that we could actually outsource or delegate or invest in something that's going to help take things off of her plate. So one example is meal prep. She had been really focusing on meal prep. She is working on losing weight and is really struggling to make the time to meal prep as a busy freaking nurse and parent, there's not a lot of time to spend meal prepping, especially when you have so much else on your plate. So that was one item where we said, well, could we actually invest in some of these programs or services that meal prep for you, that send you pre-made meals that all you have to do is microwave, that have macros all set out for you so you know you're getting the protein you need, you're getting the nutrition you need? Or can we invest in a service like Home Chef or Blue Apron, something that kind of does all the prep for you, so all you got to do is follow the directions and make your meal? We talked about potentially outsourcing grocery shopping, so we can pay a service like Instacart or one of those to actually do the grocery shopping for you, so they're just delivered. We talked about outsourcing cleaning and maybe hiring a cleaning person, especially for the deep cleaning, or maybe once a week or something, to take that off of her plate. We talked about all sorts of options, things that would free up significant amounts of time and would take tasks that she hated doing off of her plate. And all of these solutions were met with one giant roadblock. She didn't want to spend the money. She wasn't sure if these investments made sense. And here's the thing. Maybe some of you are saying, yeah, me too. I can't spend money on a cleaner or a meal prepping service. Like, I can't afford that. And I get it. Maybe you are in an actual financial situation that's impossible for you to do. But for some of you, you are unwilling to invest in some of these services that would make your life easier, but you're willing to invest in short-term solutions, quick fixes, heavy dopamine hitters. I'm talking about the products being sold to you on TikTok, online shopping, Amazon shopping, all the subscriptions that we're purchasing, like Netflix and HBO, the Starbucks that we're getting before every single shift, and the other caffeine, Uber Eats, the online programs that promise that we lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks, the brand new iPhones. We love the flashy things that give us a quick dopamine hit or promise a quick fix. We want to feel better and feel like a problem's being solved right now. So if we're hungry, we need to order Uber Eats. If we're tired, we buy caffeine. If we're sad, we go online shopping. We're searching for all of these ways to not actually solve the problem. I want to challenge you on that, because you might be thinking, yeah, I'm trying to feel better. Does it actually make you feel better? Most of these things are not actually solving a problem. They're either numbing or distracting. And I'm not here to make you feel guilty for all the spending. I'm very similar. Super high impulse spender, ADHD, all the things get me going. I want all of the products on TikTok and Instagram being sold to me. I buy lots of things on Amazon. I'm with you. Where I want to challenge you is that if you related to anything I just said, if you are spending money on all of these things that are potentially actually sucking the life out of you, draining you, harming you more than they're helping you, if you're spending money on all of these things that are short-term solutions, distractions, or numbing agents, how can you tell me that you don't have the money to spend on services that'll actually help you in the long term? That'll actually take pressure off your plate so that you get to be a happier human tomorrow, so that you don't have to worry about deep cleaning the house or this meal prepping service or doing the groceries or all these things that could truly relieve a little bit of pressure so that you don't fall apart. Most of us aren't even that aware of the amount of time and money and energy we actually spend numbing or distracting. Money we are spending to avoid being present in our lives. And most of the time, that's a coping mechanism. We're trying to do it because we're so incredibly stressed in our life that we just want a moment of relief. But I want you to trade some of the short-term solutions, some of the band-aids, some of these negative coping mechanisms, things that actually aren't helping you in the long run. I want you to trade at least a couple for something to invest in that actually is going to give back to you, that's actually going to give you a long-term solution. You don't have to get rid of it all. It's okay sometimes for us to numb or feel like we need to distract ourselves because things are kind of crazy. It's okay to use that coping skill. It's not like that is always harmful, but it's when we are constantly trying to escape our own life that should be a red flag in itself. That if all we're leaning on are these short-term solutions, band-aids, quick dopamine hits, watching Netflix, binging, bringing ourselves up with caffeine just to bring ourselves down with alcohol, Uber Eats, online shopping, gambling, whatever it is for you, If that's all we have to cope, we are going to be left feeling empty and we're going to be left feeling overwhelmed because escaping all our problems don't actually solve them. So by the time the Netflix binge is over and it's 2 a.m. and you should have been asleep hours ago, all of your problems are still there. So now you're trying to go to sleep with a giant laundry list of things that you didn't do, feeling guilty and feeling worse than when you actually started binging Netflix. It's time to stop numbing and start solving. It's time to let go of band-aid solutions and actually heal at the root. You guys work in healthcare. You know how painful it is to watch the system continue to put band-aids over bullet holes. You know that for your patient's best interest, we need to get down to the root cause, but we don't do it. That was the most frustrating thing to watch as a nurse, to know that I could go in and help do a cardiac cath and fix a blockage, but that patient is going to walk away with not enough education on how to actually prevent that blockage from happening in the first place. I knew that they were going to come back. That is incredibly frustrating. I want you to take that same logic and apply it to yourself. We are doing similar things. We keep looking for these little short-term solutions that aren't actually solving anything. We need to get down to the root and actually pick a solution that's going to help relieve pressure and give us long-term change. So for this nurse that I'm working with, this is the problem that we worked through. We identified lots of things in her routine that cost significantly more than the services that she was trying to argue against. And part of it is definitely in our mindset as well. It's actually really hard for us to actively invest in something that takes away one of our responsibilities because we think that we have to do it all. We think that we have to do it all on our own. You don't have to do this life alone. The most successful and impactful people that you can think of have a team of people supporting them. They aren't doing it all alone. And you don't have to either. So I want you to let go of that mindset where we're only looking for short-term solutions or quick fixes, and also the mindset that you need to do it all. Let's take that pressure off. That's one thing that we can take off right now. But I also want you to reframe your mindset about what investing in yourself actually means. Nurses are notoriously some of the worst clients when it comes to investing in themselves. That process is always a little bit of a back and forth. You guys are so willing to invest in other people, to give everything you have to the world, to invest in short-term solutions, to invest in things that help you numb or distract, to invest in whatever your kids want, whatever your husband wants, whatever your family wants, whatever your work needs. You will invest in literally everyone but yourself. When that investment has a far more significant ripple effect. When a nurse decides to invest in herself, to outsource something, to delegate, to get a program or a system that's going to actually help support her and help her reach her goals, when a nurse does that, she becomes a better version of herself. That's when nurses start to feel alive again. And when that happens, you take care of everyone else. Your impact ripples outward. But we have to heal you first. And for the nurse listening who has been struggling with her weight or her energy or her health for a long time, who maybe has yo-yo dieted, her weight's gone up and down, but she can't seem to keep the weight off. She's tried every program out there and nothing seems to stick. For that nurse, I want you to know that Healthcare Homecoming is the thing that I want you to invest in because it's a long-term solution. I do not do Band-Aids. I'm not going to give you a quick fix. I will not promise you that you're going to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks because that's made up. That's not real. Any program that promises you quick results is one that's going to leave you high and dry the moment the weight starts to come back on. Long-term solutions take time, but they are the most impactful because they're going to last you a lifetime. Whether you choose to invest in a program with me or another coach, I want you to reconsider or think about investing in you and your own development this year. Whatever goals that you set on January 1st, How are they doing? If it feels like you've already fallen off the quote unquote wagon, it's time to actually get the support you need. You probably tried to do this all on your own when the new year started. And that typically doesn't work out because you are doing too much already. Let's change that. Let's give you a chance and get the support that you actually need. Find a coach that you believe in. Find a system that you trust, someone who's not promising things that aren't realistic, and pull the trigger. Invest in you. I promise that you're worth it. You're going to learn something. You're going to grow. If you keep investing in short-term solutions, you're going to stay at the exact same place with more and more overwhelm until we break down. And I don't want you to reach out to me then. I want you to reach out to me now when we can actually heal at the root so that you actually get to live the life that you deserve. But whatever it is that you are dealing with in this moment, I want you to try and find real solutions instead of just trying to run away from the problem. And if you have an overwhelming list of responsibilities on your plate at this moment, I want you to look at it and figure out what things that you can ask for help on, delegate, or outsource. And when that fear comes up about investing in something that's going to help you, I want you to move past it. I want you to trust your gut, your intuition, the thing telling you, oh my God, I need help, because you just don't have to do this all on your own. I want you to do me a favor as well. I want you to send this episode to somebody in your life, another nurse who is trying to do everything by themselves, to give them the reminder that they aren't alone, that they don't have to do it all by themselves, that it's okay for them to ask for help. Because we are so willing to remind others that that's true, that they aren't a burden, that they need support, that it's okay to invest in this thing. We're so willing to give that permission to others, but we struggle to give it to ourselves. So share this with someone who needs that permission slip too. I love you. I am rooting for you. And I'm going to see you on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening in and committing to your growth in a world that is telling you to stay small. Seriously, it means the absolute world to me. If this episode hit home for you, it would be amazing if you could share it with your friends or fellow caregivers and tag me at Ashley O Show so that I can personally thank you. That way, we can build an army of nurses, healthcare workers, and caregivers who are changing the narrative around what is possible and healing the system from the ground up. I will see you next time. I love you, and I am always rooting for you.